الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again we remind ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that we have been blessed with the honor of sitting in the masjid and listening to the teachings of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, so far in this surah we began with Surah Al-Fajr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiates the surah by taking an oath upon various creation related to time. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings an example of previous disobedient nations like Ad and Thamud and Fir'aun. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of people who are ungrateful with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of a few of their sins and misdeeds. From these verses onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to describe to us some of the scenes of the day of Qiyamah. The scenes of the day of Qiyamah are very, very frightful, and it's very scary and not a pleasant experience to talk about the day of Qiyamah. However, it is of utmost importance for us to talk about this. Why? So that at least we can develop the awareness and the fear of this day that is most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, going to come. And every single one of us, we are going to experience this day. So if we talk about this day, then we'll develop a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a fear of this day and the punishment of this day and the difficulties of this day. And inshallah, it will help us to focus on the real purpose of our life. A few months ago, Mullah Hussein Saab mentioned a few of the major signs of Qiyamah. The very final sign of Qiyamah is that there will be no Muslims left in the world, and there will only be disbelievers in the world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى لَا يُقَالُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah, Allah, that Qiyamah will not come until a time comes when there is not a single person in the world to say Allah's name. And upon disbelievers, Qiyamah will take place. Generally, the ulama, the famous opinion of the ulama is that it will begin with the blowing of the trumpet, which will happen two times. The first time the blowing of the trumpet will take place, the entire world will be destroyed. All those who are living will die. And the entire earth will be destroyed in such a way that earthquakes after earthquakes after earthquakes will take place to the point where the entire earth will become flat. And the mountains will also turn into dust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا, that on that day when Qiyamah will take place, you will not see a ascension or declension on the earth. You know how you have hills and mountains and the terrain is normally very jagged. Everything will be destroyed and there will be complete flatness. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command and the trumpet will be blown for a second time. And all those people who have passed away and are dead will be coming out of their graves and they will be making their way towards the plane of Qiyamah, the plane of resurrection. After this, what will happen is the earth, the heaven that we can see, the sky, it will split apart, it will burst open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this in the Quran. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَانشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَةٌ. The sky will burst apart and it will become frail. What will happen after this is the sky will burst and there will be angels of the first heaven. They will be lined up on the side. And when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will start to descend to the earth in rows. وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, in rows, they will start to come down to the earth. Imam Dhahhak rahimahullah, he describes this. After this, when Allah commands, the second heaven will burst open, and likewise, the angels of the second heaven will slowly begin to descend in rows. And when they descend and they come down to the earth, they will surround all the people. They will surround all the people, and then this will continue until all seven heavens will have burst open and all the angels will have come down. And now you can picture it, the entire humanity, the entire creation will be present on the day of Qiyamah. And we will be on the plane of resurrection and we will be surrounded by rows and rows and rows of angels. The Quran describes, after this, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ, when the angels of the highest heaven, the highest heaven will split and the angels will appear. These are the angels that belong to the highest heaven. On their left side will be Jahannam. On their left side will be Jahannam. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Jahannam will be brought forth with 70,000 bridles, 70,000 ropes attached to Jahannam. And with each bridle, with each rope, there will be 70,000 angels holding each rope. This will be the size of Jahannam. And Jahannam will be brought forth from its place of creation to the plane of resurrection. When people will see Jahannam coming towards them, they will try to run. يَوْمَ تُوَلُّونَ مُدْبِرِينَ. The Nabi said to his people, Ya Qawm, O my people, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ. I fear for you the day when people will call each other. يَوْمَ تُوَلُّونَ مُدْبِرِينَ. The day when you will turn and you will start to run. The Quran says, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. On this day, the people will say to each other, where can we run? They will try to run here and there, but the angels will be surrounding us. There will be no place to run. We will have to return to our place. مَا لَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. On this day, there will be no one to save us from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from His anger and His punishment. So, these are the scenes that are described in this surah. Now, there is one more hadith that I want to mention before we conclude for the day, and then inshallah towards the end, I will just go through the translation. The hadith is a famous hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. and Imam Muslim rahimahullah as well. There's a few purposes of this hadith. One, we realize the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And number two, we realize how fortunate we are to be part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith says, is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was eating and he said that on the day of Qiyamah, I will be the leader of the people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes the scene on the day of Qiyamah. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says that the people of the early people and the later people, they will be gathered on this day in one plane, where the person, the angel who will be making announcements, every single person will be able to hear, will be able to hear the announcer making announcements. The sun will be brought close to us. You can imagine when we go to a hot country sometimes and the temperature hits 40, 42, we can't handle it. We can't go outside, we struggle, our head starts hurting, we're sweating. It says, وَتَذَنُوا الشَّمْسِ. The sun will be brought close to us. Can you imagine the heat, the unbearable heat on this day? It says that the people will have experienced on this time such difficulties and such anxiety and such pain and stress that they will not be able to bear this anymore. So the people will say, that can you not see what we have bared today, what has happened to us? Who can intercede for us on this day? So some people will say to one another that let's go to Adam alayhi salam. Because he is, they go to Adam alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُ. They will say to him that you are the father of all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. Allah created you with his hands. And he blew within you his soul. And he commanded the angels, and they bowed to you. O Adam, can you intercede for us on this day? Can you not see what we are going through at this time? Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will reply that today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry that he has never been angry like this before. And he will never be angry like this after this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbade me from eating from the tree. But I disobeyed my Allah. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. I only worry about myself today. I only worry about myself today. I only worry about myself today. Go to somebody else besides me. Go to Nuh alayhi salam. So the people will go to Nuh alayhi salam. And they say, oh Nuh alayhi salam, you are the first messenger to be sent to the people of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named you the thankful servant. O Nuh alayhi salam, intercede for us on this day. Can you not see our situation? So Nuh alayhi salam will reply that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry today. He has never been angry like this before. Neither will he ever be angry like this after. I was given one accepted dua, and I made this dua against my people. Today, I only worry about myself. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. I only worry about myself. Go to somebody besides me. Go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the people will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam and they will say to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that, oh Ibrahim, you are the messenger of Allah. You are his friend from the people of the earth. You are Khalil. You are his friend. You are Khalilullah. Make intercession for us. Can you not see our situation? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry today. I have never seen Allah this angry. Allah will never be angry like this again. And I cannot go to Allah today because I am remembering three lies that I made when I was alive. With regards to these three lies, they are not mentioned in the hadith. The Rawi of the hadith mentions, but I will explain to you. One day, When Ibrahim a.s. was young, the people were going to go, it was their day of Eid, and they were going to go and, you know, celebrate their Eid on the outskirts of the town. So they came to Ibrahim a.s. But Ibrahim a.s. had a plan to destroy the idols. So he said to them that, "Inni saqim, I am unwell today, so I won't be joining you." But Ibrahim a.s. was not unwell. So this is one of the lies. Now, whether this is a lie that is allowed or not, that's a whole different mas'ala. But Ibrahim a.s., out of fear of Allah, he is remembering this. The second incident was after Ibrahim a.s. destroyed the idols, the people came and they saw that the idols had been destroyed. They said to Ibrahim a.s., "Now who did this?" So Ibrahim a.s. said, "Bal fa'alahu kabiruhum hada." Yeah, that look, the big idol was left. So he said that the big idol did it. Why don't you speak to him? Ibrahim a.s. wanted to teach them a lesson. And the third incident was when Ibrahim a.s. was traveling with his wife, and they came across a nation where the king was a tyrant, and he had a habit that if somebody was traveling with his sister, he wouldn't harm that woman, but if somebody was traveling with his wife, then he would take this woman and he would, you know, kidnap her. So then when he was asked, he said that, "This is my sister." Again, this is, you know, not a lie, because we all brothers and sisters, we are the children of Adam. So now Ibrahim a.s. is remembering these three incidents, and he said, "I cannot do anything today. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. I can only worry about myself today. Idhabu ila ghayri, idhabu ila Musa. Go to somebody besides me, go to Musa a.s. The people will go to Musa a.s. and they will say that, "Oh Musa, you are the prophet of Allah. Allah preferred you, and he gave you a high status by speaking with you. He made Musa kalimullah, bikalamihi ala nas. Oh Musa, intercede for us. Can you not see what we are in today?" Musa alayhi salam will say that, "Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry today. He has never been angry like this before. Neither will he ever be angry like this after." And Musa alayhi salam remembers, he said, "Remember the story when Musa alayhi salam, he punches the individual and the individual died." So he says that, "I had killed someone. I was not supposed to, authorize to kill him. I'm remembering this today. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. I can only think about myself today. Idhabu ila ghayri, idhabu ila Isa. Go to somebody beside me. Go to Isa alayhi salam. The people will go to Isa alayhi salam. They will say, "You are the prophet of Allah. You are his wa kalimatu alqaha ila Maryam wa ruhum min." Yeah, and they mention the status of Isa alayhi salam. And they say to Isa alayhi salam that, "You were the one that spoke to the people when you were just in the cradle. Oh Isa, intercede for us on this day. Can you not see what we are going through right now?" Isa alayhi salam will say that, "I have never experienced Allah being this angry before. Neither will he ever be angry again." And Isa alayhi salam doesn't mention any mistakes or, you know, that he had made. But he says, "Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Today, I can only worry about myself. Idhabu ila ghayri. Go to somebody besides me. Idhabu ila Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go to somebody besides me. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fayatuna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." They will go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will say, "Ya Muhammad, anta rasulullah wa khatamul anbiya. You are the prophet of Allah. You are the seal of prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all your past sins. وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَبِّكُ وَمَا تَأَخَّرُ." Your past and your future, Allah forgave every single thing. "Intercede for us on this day. Can you not see our situation?" My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will stand up. فَانْتَلَقَ فَأَتَى تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. He will go and he will stand underneath the arsh. And he will go down and he will fall into sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such words of praise that have never been used before. Then it will be said, and for a period of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in sajda and he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah will cool. The anger of Allah will cool. This is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day when every single prophet could not do anything, every single prophet, wait, a prophet? They worry about their nation. They worry about their people. They are the most selfless creatures that have ever been created. But on this day, even the Anbiya will only be worrying about themselves. But our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will he say? Listen to the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on behalf of us, he goes into sajda and he praises Allah. The anger of Allah begins to cool. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irfa' ra'sak sal tu'ta' washfa' tushaffa'. It says, O Muhammad, raise your head, ask, you will be given, intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَرْفَعُ رَأْسِي, I will raise my head. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? In this moment, when every single creation has been waiting, every prophet has declined this request, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone. He has cooled the anger of Allah. It's a pivotal moment. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He raises his head. He says, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Wallahi, at this pivotal moment, my Nabi alayhi salam didn't remember himself. He didn't remember his family. He didn't remember his wives. He remembers us. He remembers us. He says, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, my Ummah. Now just consider this hadith. Just consider the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a moment. He is given the highest status of all. In this moment, you know, the entire time, the entire history of time and creation of time and people has come to this point. All of humanity, all of creation are waiting. And who does Rasulullah remember at this moment? He remembers us. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. After this, Rasulullah will be given an opportunity and Rasulullah will start taking people out of Jahannam and they will be sent to Jannah. This is known as Maqam-e Mahmood. This is known as Ash-Shafa'a. This is the intercession of Rasulullah ﷺ. Respected brothers, Allah has blessed us by allowing us to be part of this ummah. We are the ummah of the greatest Nabi of all. This is a blessing in itself. We have to consider and we have to appreciate this honor that Allah has bestowed upon us. Look at Rasulullah ﷺ. Rahmatul lil alameen. He doesn't think about himself at this time. He doesn't think about his family. What does he say? Ummati, ummati, ummati. He's thinking about us. He's thinking about me and you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate this blessing that we have been blessed with. And it really, really outlines the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of all of the Nabis. You know, none of them are able to do anything on this day. But at this moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes forward and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins to intercede. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very quickly, I'll go through the translation. Kalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kalla. So this kalla here can mean two things. Number one, it can mean certainly not. So if it means certainly not, then it's regarding the previous action. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes some misdeeds and sins of the disbelievers. So it would mean that most certainly not, they did not do as Allah commanded. The second meaning, it can mean certainly, yani it's referring to the verses afterwards, that certainly the events that we are going to describe now, they are most certainly going to happen. إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا, when the earth will be crushed again and again, completely obliterated. In one verse it says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so angry when he sees the earth, that this is the earth upon which I was disobeyed. The earth will be removed and another earth will be put inside. So anger will be so much, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ, move this earth out of the way. I don't want to see this earth because this is where I was disobeyed. A new earth will become and this is where the resurrection will take place. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ, your Lord will come. How will Allah come? This is one of the things that we do not know. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of it, has hidden from us. And this is what we have to suffice. And this is the crux of the mas'ala, of the ruling with regards to this verse. وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, and the angels will be in rows. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ, on that day, Jahannam will be brought forth. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ, this is the day when mankind will realize they will realize the reality of our creation. وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. How are they going to benefit from this realization? The time to benefit from this realization is now. Whilst we have breath in our bodies and whilst we are alive, this is the time to realize. This is the time to stop. To stop sinning. To ask Allah for forgiveness. To turn to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. This is the time to guarantee our salvation in the Akhirah. That we turn to Allah and we abandon our sin and we begin to act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. They will say, oh, how I wish I had, put something forward for my real life. Yani, how I wish I had done good in the world so that I could today, I could have something, some a'mal. Here the imam say that the bad people will regret and the good people will also regret. So the bad people will regret not doing good, that now I'm going to go to Jahannam. But the good people, in one hadith it says that if a person was to be born and he was to go into sajda and he was stay in sajda for the entirety of his life until he became old and he died in sajda, on the day of Qiyamah when he sees the reward for his good deeds, he will wish, I wish I'd done more. Yeah? So no matter what, this is a person who has worshipped Allah all his life. So we need to try and make the most of our life as well, the time that Allah has given us. فَيَوْمَئِذِ اللَّهِ يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَهَدٌ. On this day, nobody will be punished the way, nobody can punish like the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَهَدٌ. And nobody will be captured like the capturing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a little bit of explanation to this. Inshallah, as time is up now, inshallah, we will continue with this explanation. Inshallah, finish the surah in the next lesson, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can sort our a'mala, we can abandon sin, and we can turn to Allah and adopt the sunnah. This is the only way that we will gain salvation on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the intercession of the Qur'an. The Qur'an is an intercessor whose intercession will be accepted. Al-Qur'an shafi'un mushaffa'un. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for the Qur'an and the true understanding of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on the day of Qiyamah. Being close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a safe place, will be protected through the blessings that will be coming down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the tawfiq to act upon the sunnah and gain his happiness and his rida before we pass away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with khatima bil khair. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان الله وبحمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.